This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military intelligence chief has resigned after taking responsibility for failures leading to the October Hamas militant attack that triggered months of war, the military said on Monday. He is the first top Israeli official to step down for failing to prevent the attack by the U.S.-designated terrorist group, which brought intense scrutiny to Israel's government and military. Russian media say the country is preparing to move ballistic missiles close to its border with Finland. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Russian media reported Monday that the military plans to deploy an Iskander ballistic missile system close to the border with Finland. But the announcement is not raising alarm bells in Helsinki, says security analyst Charlie Salonius-Pasternak.
Announcing a thing and then doing something about it are two very different things when it comes from Russia.
Analysts say Finland is facing varied security and hybrid threats from Russia since it joined NATO after Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
A delegation of U.S. representatives visited Kyiv on Monday to tout support for Ukraine following the passage of a legislative package providing billions of dollars in security assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed $60 billion in assistance to aid the people of Ukraine in your fight against illegal Russian aggression. It is my hope that as soon as this week, the Senate will also pass this bill, and that the President will sign it into law.
Representative Republican Tom Keene, this is VOA News. Opening statements took place on Monday in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Trump is charged with falsifying business records to cover up stories about his sex life during the 2016 campaign, which he denies. After court, Trump said the day went well, but it's an unfair case.
They take this payment and they call it a legal expense, and you heard it today for the first time. This is what I got indicted over. This is what took me off and takes me off the campaign trail.
The trial ended Monday with David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, starting his testimony on the witness stand. He's back Tuesday. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's latest effort to send some migrants to Rwanda finally won approval from Parliament early on Tuesday, hours after he pledged deportation flights would begin in July. The parliamentary logjam that had stalled the legislation for 2 months was finally broken just after midnight when the unelected House of Lords, quote-unquote, recognized the primacy of the elected House of Commons and dropped the last of its proposed amendments, clearing the way for the bill to become law. Global leaders are in Canada's capital for talks on drafting a first-ever treaty to rein in soaring plastic pollution. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
Ottawa are the fourth of five rounds of negotiations, with the final round set for December. If agreed to, it could be the most significant environmental deal since the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. Plastic waste has become a global menace, polluting landscapes and waterways. And the plastic industry now accounts for 5% of global carbon emissions, which could grow to 20% by 2050 if current trends continue. That's according to a report from the U.S. federal Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. The United States has begun discussions with Niger on withdrawing the more than 1,000 American personnel in the military-ruled country, which has been a key base for regional counterterrorism operations, officials said Monday. Niger's government, a military junta that ousted the country's president last year, said in March it was ending a military cooperation agreement with Washington, which agreed to remove its troops last week and said it would send a delegation within days. Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder said there have not yet been any changes to troop levels in Niger. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.